Senate Bill 182, an act to revise the procedures for opting out of the property tax freeze.
Senate Bill 182 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Everest.
Madam President, thank you. Senate Bill 182 was amended in the Senate State Affairs Committee. And I'll try to go through just basically what happened up in that committee. We tried to make changes in the school district opt-out procedures in Section 1. And in Section 2, we made the same changes for other local governments. The reason Senate Bill 182 appeared before us is to give taxpayers much more knowledge about opt-outs so that people will fully understand when a new property tax increase is about to be imposed upon them. We talk a lot about the ability to opt out, and we talk a lot about what our local government units do, and yet it's all for naught if we don't have well-educated taxpayers. So that's the impetus behind Senate Bill 182. And I would tell you that in both of the sections, the changes are the same. So I'll go for Section 1. Local government, the local government unit must specify in its opt-out resolution the year or years for which the opt-out will exist and cause an increase in local taxes. And the opt-out cannot last for more than 5 years unless the governing body passes another opt-out resolution to continue it. We talked a lot about how to increase the public knowledge of opt-out resolutions passed by local government units and the publication of the opt-out announcement. And in just a minute, I will propose an amendment, so I will not go into detail about that particular section. We also discussed the governing body of the local government unit may rescind an opt-out decision by a majority vote of the local government unit. The voters may also use, however, the petition process to rescind the opt-out, and this election must be held before October 1st. Any petition filed on or after January 1st does not affect the taxes payable that year. Therefore, I'd stress to you once again that Senate Bill 182 would give local governing units and the people the power to rescind an opt-out if they wish to do so. It would encourage local government units and the taxpayers to review their opt-outs every 5 years, and most importantly, give taxpayers much more knowledge about opt-outs so that people will more fully understand when a new property tax increase is about to be imposed on them. Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Everest moves that Senate Bill 182 be amended as follows. On page 2, line...
I would waive the reading of...
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Everest motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I do have my name on the amendment, and it's 182RA, for those of you. It should be on your desk. Basically, this amendment travels from further discussions about how to make this bill better. And what it does is that require the subdivisions of 3 and 4 could be waived if the opt-out is less than $15,000. And this generally addresses especially the idea of smaller taxing districts, townships, for instance. I have the entire list of the opt-outs that have been proposed and carried through our township political subdivisions. And a vast majority, I'd say close to 95% of them are under $15,000. We really aren't trying to overburden local government for those amounts of money. Second to the change made in this amendment are sections B and C, which should be read together because if you notice, there's an and. A copy of the resolution for opt-out is mailed to every person, every property taxpayer in the local government unit by first-class mail or bulk mail within 20 days of the decision to opt-out. That would be grounds for waiver of the requirements we're imposing. If it includes a copy of the resolution for opt-out being printed in each official newspaper in the local government unit's boundaries. So, in other words, you could opt out for, you could have a waiver of these requirements if the resolution states that it's for less than $15,000, or you meet the mailing and publication requirements in Section B and C. I hope that amendment is clear, and I hope you'll go on to pass that, and then go on to pass Senate Bill 182. I realize, too, that there may be other people in the body who have thoughts on improving Senate Bill 182. Thank you for your consideration.
Further remarks on the Everest motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Everest motion to amend Senate Bill 182. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 182 as amended. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, as we look at Senate Bill 182, there's provision in there in relationship to the advertising in the newspaper that calls for a quarter page ad. Well, you know, the ads aren't all the same. For instance, the daily newspaper in Yankton has a wider news body than the Argus Leader. And then you get into your weekly publications that are more periodical in size. So consequently, you don't have any consistency in the size when you say you must use a quarter page newspaper advertisement. So consequently, you can put the 36 point into that half page ad in the Yankton P&D, for instance. You're probably not going to get the same effect in the Observer in Yankton because that is more of a periodical style weekly newspaper, which is used by the county and the school districts in Yankton County. So consequently, I don't know how we can make the provisions of this bill work for all those newspapers, number one. Number two, it gets quite costly buying ads with that. So, Madam Chair, with that, I have a motion at the desk, 182. OC, I'd waive the reading.
Motion. Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Madam President, basically what this does is this reduces the size of this ad to two columns in your newspaper. It would be twice the size of any legal ad that is currently printed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, it would give the information needed in that two-column wide ad. I think that's reasonable. That's something that local governing bodies can live with. It's not so costly, and it is consistent because all your newspapers have the same column width. Not all your newspapers have the same length and width. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask for your approval of this amendment, and then we can go on and debate the merits of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 182. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 182 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. In looking at the amendment offered 182RA by Senator Everest, we do have a bit of a problem, and I have a fix that's going forward here.
All right. We will stand by for the fix. Body will be at ease.
Madam President, if I might,
Senator Drake,
make a motion to amend, I guess this portion of her amendment. I don't know what's official, how you do that. If I might address that, if I would, it's not written down, and so I'll go through it. Midway through on the section, it says, for the purposes of subsections A, B, and C, the first publication is not deemed to have occurred until 3 days after the mailing is sent or the resolution is delivered to the newspaper, radio, or television outlet that deliver and transmit in the district. We need to, after the and before news and between newspaper, insert official and just end that sentence at that point. So it'll say, or the resolution is delivered to the official newspaper, period.
Right.
There was a previous draft that had radio and television outlets and all this, and we don't need that in this particular bill. That same thing would occur in the last paragraph as well. Is there any questions on that?
Does any member wish that new verbiage repeated?
I would move that amendment, Madam President.
Sarah, second. Further discussion on the Drake motion to amend. We'll just be at ease while the secretary confirms the amendment.
Senator Drake, could you come up here, please?
No, we haven't. Further discussion on the Drake motion to amend. And does any member wish to hear it reread? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Drake motion to re-amend, further amend Senate Bill 182. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 182. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm sorry about the confusion. I just hope that we can go on to pass what I think is a very taxpayer-friendly bill. I don't believe any of our constituents will be upset that we took steps after instituting opt-out provisions in 1995 to now go on and clarify their right to know about them. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill is better than it was, but it's still a long ways from perfect. What we're doing is adding extra expense to school districts when they already have their official newspapers to advertise in. I don't think that it's the district's responsibility to have to put ads big enough or do mailings, whatever you want to say, to make people aware. If people are that concerned, they should go to the budget hearing to start with, and they should read their newspaper. But I think part of the problem we have in South Dakota is only about a third of the people ever read a newspaper. So it's pretty hard to get in touch with the other two-thirds of the people unless they hear it by word of mouth. And I think this is just another one of those unfunded mandates that we're sending down to school districts and local governments that we really don't need to do.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 182 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, APA, Bogue,
aye.
Bros,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennert,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
no.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Hutmacher,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
no.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy. Staggers. Sutton. Simmons. Bitter. Valesky. Whiting. Senator Dietrich Elmer. Madam President, ayes 23, nays 11, excused 1.
Senate Bill 182 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.